There's a famous Maamar Chazal cited in Rashi at the beginning of the parasha, this coming week's parasha, where Rashi tells us that Nismucha Misas Sarah Lakedas Yitzchak, the story of Sarah's passing, is mentioned right after the story of the Akedas Yitzchak, Lefisha Al Yedei Besuras HaAkeda, because it was a result of being told of the Akeda, Shenis Damin Ben Alashchita, that her son was brought to be slaughtered, Ukim Achelo Nishchat, and the individual telling Sarah what happened to her son was about to tell her that he had not been slaughtered, but at that very moment, before he had opportunity to tell her the favorable ending, Parcha Nishmasa Mimena Umesa, Medrash Tanchuma tells us, Rashi quotes, that she, on the spot, died right then and there. And it is actually for this reason that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes, he asks, why does the parsha begin with a very strange phrase, Vayihiyu Chaye Sarah? Why not say, like it says often by other tzaddikim, Vayichi Adam, and Adam lived 930 years, etc. So he says, the pshat is because since Chazal tell us that Sarah died as a result of this besura, that she was informed of the Akeda, so the Vayihiyu, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, is a Lashon Sa'ar. Vayihi, often in Chumash, we are told by Chazal, is a Lashon Sa'ar. So to hear Vayihiyu, Chayesara, her life ended in a moment of Tsa'ar, thinking that her son, her only son, had just been slaughtered. That's how Aruch Chaim HaKadosh utilizes that Maamar Chazal to explain the Lashon Vayihiyu, Chayesara, that she died as a result of the Tsa'ar that was caused by this information she was given. Now, what's interesting is that we find in halacha a sensitivity to sharing bad information, sharing news of misfortune. In fact, we find in Simin Shin Sadi Gimel in Yeredeya Hilchos Avelos, in the Shulchan Aruch there, the Pischei Tshuva in Sif Katan Zayin, Simin Shin Sadi Gimel, cites a psak from the Shvus Yaakov. Now we know that ordinarily during Shiva, the halachan Shulchan Aruch is, an Avos not allowed to leave his home. Shabbos he goes to shul, but during the weekday, says the Shulchan Aruch, ha'avel enu yotze b'chol beis haknesses, he can't leave his home. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Avel Shavur Rishon Eino Yotze Mipesach Beiso. He can't leave the front door of his house. Not allowed to leave the house. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Shvus Yaakov the following interesting psak. Someone was sitting Shiva for his sister, and during Shiva, his father, who had not yet been told of his daughter's death, returns home, or was arriving to his son's home. So the Shvus Yaakov paskins that it's permissible for the Avel, for the son, for the brother of the Nifteres, to go out to greet his father during Shiva, to conceal from him the very sad tidings that the daughter had passed away. So again, the sensitivity of not sharing negative, tragic information, I guess for fear as to what might be the result of sharing such information. Along those lines, there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Gimel Amud Beis tells us that when Rav Kahana became very, very ill, so the Rabbanan sent Rav Yeshua, son of Rav Idi, to go and check on Rav Kahana's health. And Rav Yeshua, Brei Rav Idi, comes to Rav Kahana and finds that he had passed away already. So the Gemara says, when he came back to the Rabbanan, rather than simply tell them what had happened, he instead, says the Gemara, tore his clothing, but then turned the garment around so they shouldn't even see the tear right away when he walked into the room. It was torn, but it was behind him. They shouldn't see it right away. And the Gemara describes how he walked in crying. So he didn't say anything. He tore the garment, turned the torn garment to the back, walked in crying. And when they asked him, did he die? He said, I didn't say that. Refused to say that. And he cites a pasuk in Mishle, Motzi Diba Huksil. One who shears negative information is foolish. Motzi Diba Huksil. So he refrained from saying that Rav Kahana died because of this pasuk, Motzi Diba Huksil. The Gemara then cites another story. The Gemara cites the story of Rav. Rav, the famous Amora Rav, was the son of a couple who were half siblings with Rabbi Chiya. Interesting bit of Jewish geography. Rav's father was a half sibling of Rabbi Chiya from one parent. Rav's mother was a half sibling of Rabbi Chiya from another parent. So Rabbi Chiya's two half siblings were not related to one another. They married each other and they had Rav. So the Gemara says that Rav, when he came to visit Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya inquired as to the welfare of Rav's parents, who were Rabbi Chiya's half siblings, half brother and half sister from different parents. So the Gemara says Rabbi Chiya asked Rav as follows. He said, Ivo Kayam, is Ivo a reference to Rav's father, Rabbi Chiya's half brother? Is he still alive? And Rav then answered the question. Rav said in response, why don't you ask me about Ema Kayamis, if my mother's still alive? So Rabbi Chiya says, okay, is your mother still alive? And Rav says, why don't you ask about my father being still alive? So again, he avoided giving a direct answer, and Rabbi Chiya very quickly understood the message and took off his shoes to immediately begin the Avelus observance of not wearing leather shoes. This is the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Gimel and Beis and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The sensitivity to not sharing information of someone's passing, perhaps for fear of what the consequences might be, or maybe even just to avoid being Motzi Diba in its own right. The Shulchan Aruch, maybe along these lines as well, in Taf Beis, Yud Beis, very end of Hilchos Avelos, Shulchan Aruch says that if someone suffered the loss of a family member and has not been made aware of it, there's no obligation to inform him of it. And even if it's the individual's father or mother who passed away, the Shulchan Aruch says there's no chiyuv to tell him. Val zeh ne'emar motzi diba huksil. Shulchan Aruch implies this idea of the motzi diba to even informing someone of a parent having passed away. There's no obligation to tell the individual that his or her parent has passed away because motzi diba huksil. And the Shulchan Aruch says further, not only can you withhold the information, but you can even invite him to a chasana. If he doesn't know that he's really supposed to be an avelus, you don't have a chiyuv to tell him, and you can invite him to a chasana because he doesn't know. He's not restricted from attending a wedding if he doesn't know about the loss in his family. If he asks you, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can't lie. You can't say he's alive still. Midrash Sheker Tirchak. But you don't have a chiyuv to tell him. And in addition, you can even invite him to a chasana once you haven't told him the news of his parents' passing. Saw an interesting article written in one of the Torah journals. Once we have this background information now, Motzi Diba Huksil, that clearly Rav was so careful to avoid telling Rabbi Chiya outright that his brother or sister died, or Rabbi Yeshua Ben David was so careful to avoid telling the Chachamim that Rav Kahana had died. So all of those posters plastered around the walls in Yerushalayim when someone passes away. So is that not Motzi Diba Huksil? So-and-so died. Is that a concern of Motzi Diba Huksil? So there's a Chavos Ya'er who writes in a tshuva in Siman Reish Aleph that the Isser is Dafka saying it. But if you're Merames it, or even if you are simply going to write it, that's not Motzi Diba. The concern of spreading, sharing bad news is Dafka uttering the bad news. But writing it, he says, is not bechlal this concern of motzi diba. Okay, so if I'm going to be putting up signs, that's not bechlal motzi diba. And let's say I'm announcing the sorry news. Is that bechlal this recommendation to be avoided because motzi diba huksil? So the mechaber of this article, of Shiloh ben David, not familiar with the author, but he writes as follows. He says he heard from Shlomo Zalman and from Rav Eliashiv, Zichron Levracha, that the concern of motzi diba is only if one says so-and-so has died. But to announce the levaya of so-and-so will be at this and this time, this and this place, that's not motzi diba. That's not bechlav this recommendation of the Gemara to avoid sharing bad news. Dafka, the communication that so-and-so has died is motzi diba, but simply announcing the information for the levaya is not bechlal this concern of motzi diba.
Even if you're not communicating to the person that is like some parents of God, you're just telling the
oilam, telling everyone else. So in the Gemara of Rav Kahana dying, Rav Shur Ben David was telling the Chachamim. Wasn't his children they were telling.
Right.
Now the truth is, the Ramah writes in Tuf Beis Yaveis, Ramah does write that nonetheless, when it comes to sons of the Nifter, Nohagu Lahodia. The minhag is, despite this concern of Motzi Diba, that we bedafka do tell the sons, Kadesh Yomer Kaddish, that they should say Kaddish. Aval babanos ein minhag klal lahodiyam. So it's a fascinating formulation. But for a daughter, there's no minhag to bedafka go out of here to tell them the bad news. A son has to know, he's got to say Kaddish. A daughter, there's no minhag to bedafka tell them. So writes the Ramah in Siman Tuf Beis Yud Beis. Interestingly enough, in Siman Shin Lama Tes, there's a minhag, which maybe we're not as familiar with nowadays, but in Siman Shin Lama Tes Sif Hei, Shulchan Aruch writes, minhag lishpoch kol hamayim she'uvim shebeshchunas hameis. That when someone would die back in the shtetl in Europe, the minhag was anyone who had a pail of water that was drawn from the well would dump out the water. Any mayim shuvim sitting in your house when someone in the neighborhood passed away, you dump it out. What's the shot in the minhag? Why would they spill out the water they had just ordered from the vasser trucker to bring from the well? Why are they spilling it out? So one pshat quoted in the shach is that the malach hamavis was in the neighborhood. He's mapil b'mayim tipas dam hamavis. Somehow the malach hamavis has injected into the water something harmful. That's the explanation cited by the shach. But then the shach says another explanation. Why do you spill out the water that you've drawn from the well when someone passes away in the neighborhood? Not because of some concern of the safety of the water, but you spill out the water so people should know that someone died without having to tell them. Everyone sees you dumping out the pails of water, they'll know. Hatam sheyedu akol sheyesh bo mikra mavis v'lo yitztarach lehodiyah bepeh v'hiya motzi diba. This is designed in order to avoid the need to be motzi diba. That's why you spilled the water, so people should know without you saying so that someone passed away. So again, you see this minhag evolved from this concern of being motzi diba to avoid saying unnecessarily that someone passed away. One justification I'll conclude with, which he cites here, Simen Shin Nun Zayin Sif Aleph. We know that when it comes to not burying a mace right away, so obviously not supposed to keep a mace unnecessarily overnight. You're supposed to bury the mace as soon as you can. Cover the mace. But the Shulchan Aruch says, in Shin Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, Asur L'Holon HaMeis Elim Kein Helino L'Chvodo. The heter to keep a mace overnight before burial is if it's for his kavod, to provide an aron, to provide tachrichin, or even to enable krovim to come, relatives to reach the levaya. So you see here that even when it's related to kavod a mace, there is a exception made when it's to avoid, when it's in order to enable greater kavod a mace for those who attend the levaya, you are allowed to postpone the burial. So some have suggested that maybe if it's necessary for Kavod HaMeis to announce b'peh that people should know and should come, maybe that would also be reason to not be as concerned with the concern of motzi diba huksil.